Hello, everyone. This is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of the Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly?
I wish this one didn't ever come out, though.
I feel like I'm going to get a phone call when I come home that has, like, a voice saying 7 days.
Or
touch.
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 Hey, you know what? We should all be so lucky to get a phone call in the middle of the night that just says touch.
I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Wait.
I can't.
Don't even trip, fellas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I need another beer for this one.
Okay. The word of the night is what?
That is the title of this review.
What? With a million question marks.
Like, I would actually put, instead of a million question marks, I would put, what the fuck did we just watch?
I feel like this wasn't supposed to be seen by anybody.
I feel like this was made by the aliens they were trying to explain in the movie.
No, Will. This was made by a thing named Michael A. DiGaetano.
I'm convinced he's a lizard person.
I don't know. Like, I don't think he's on this earth anymore. I don't mean that he's dead. I mean that he's not on this earth.
Did he ascend?
He ascended.
With his energy aliens?
Yes. He ascended in the form of
energy.
Well, someone apparently had to sacrifice themselves for him to ascend.
This is the story of his people.
Yes.
I get it.
It was a warning.
Yes.
That somewhere in the middle of bumfuck Georgia...
Yeah.
There's a UFO in a lake. And it's waited 1,000 years for some Bill Hader-looking motherfucker to walk out there and sacrifice himself. So they can finally leave. Does that make sense?
Man, spoilers, okay? We haven't even gotten into a review, and you're already to the end of the movie.
Please, Will.
Do you want to get it over with that quickly?
Yes.
Yeah, like 5-minute review of UFO Target Earth.
You're not supposed to watch
you
this.
You know, no human should
I'm
watch
serious.
This.
Like, this is one of those things you watch, and you just sit there wondering, like, was anybody supposed to see this?
I doubt it. It's not competent.
Like, it feels like a student project that you would make after you took a lot of LSD.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And alcohol, because every person in the first half of this movie sounds drunk.
You mean in the real interviews?
Oh, yeah. We haven't even mentioned the fucking name of this nonsense.
I did mention it.
Did you?
Yeah. If you didn't hear me before, it's a UFO... Target Earth.
Target Earth.
Now, I think before we go into this, we should define... I think it's pretty obvious what UFO means, but I don't think this movie knew what it meant.
UFO means underwater flying object.
That's what the movie thought it meant, okay?
Yes.
But the movie actually... The UFO actually means... Unidentified flying object.
No, Will, you're wrong.
But there are no unidentified flying objects in this.
Who the fuck are you to argue with this movie?
Underwater flying objects.
That bitch underwater. And it needs sacrifice.
Yep.
It's like the fucking Lady of the Lake. The goddamn UFO.
Yeah. Alright.
You know the real tragic part of all this is?
We have to review it?
Well, that. But... The UFO has a magical ability to turn you into a toy skeleton.
You know, I think it'd be kind of fun living my life as a toy skeleton.
Well, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Find a lake that has energy coming out of it.
Dude, we gotta review it before you keep spoiling the end of the movie, okay?
Homie, this is not even... That's not even a spoiler. That implies there's something to spoil.
Well, I'm...
What is there to spoil?
I don't know.
Kids, don't do drugs. Please. And especially don't make movies after you do them, because it's not right. Because
you get this kind of stuff. Because
you make this.
You get something
and that... then two jackasses in a basement somewhere have to suffer for it. So please don't do this. We don't need this.
Okay. All right, well, so, let's just start.
The movie starts with very real human beings giving interviews that are... There's a disclaimer that says, like, these are recreations of real interviews. Bullshit.
I doubt that.
Horse shit.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I don't give a shit how hardcore, balls deep you are in your UFO, like, beliefs. None of the interviews in this are based on anything remotely real.
No.
So, you get a bunch of drunk yokels. I know they're drunk because they keep stumbling over their words and they're like, I looked up in the sky.
And I saw, like,
I thought a UFO.
A UFO.
And there was lights everywhere.
So we get these stupid-ass interviews that go literally nowhere. They're just explaining how they saw UFOs and how they were abducted. And then we get the smallest credits I've ever seen in my entire life. I can barely fucking read them.
The title comes in and it's all, like, fancy, like, font. UFO.
You get a lot of fancy 70s, like, tech, like... Yeah. You know, like special effects.
Please God,
here.
Don't mention this just yet, because there's a lot of ranting that could be done about that. So we get like credits that are pictures of UFOs, and then next to the pictures is the like, you know, cameraman and assistant producer. Mm-hmm. But
we could barely fucking like
the text
read
is like
any of them.
It's like four size font.
Yeah. Like, it's like just way too small.
There is so much space on the screen.
I don't care how fucking good your eyesight is, you could not read that shit.
I mean, by all means, take a magnifying glass and fucking sit right up to the TV, you can read it. But like, there's so much room.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know, you know why? Because if you're a weird energy alien who possibly has supervision, you can read that shit.
Yeah.
But we are not. We can't read it. So.
No.
It's discrimination against humans, is what it is.
So, then we get a little boy
going to bed. We get a narrator first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we're introduced to our main character, who is
Okay, yeah, he's making a phone call.
No.
But it's not a phone call.
We have, I completely forgot this happened until I looked at my notes. We have a narrator for approximately 5 seconds of the movie.
Yeah.
And the narrator's like, this is so-and-so, an associate professor at this university. He is making a phone call to this person. And I'm like, really? What, is this a fucking film noir? Why do we have a narrator? Was this some, like, Humphrey Bogart shit?
And then...
It's like the Naked Gun. So... Okay, it tells us that, right?
I don't get why it says he's making a phone call, and then he
tell us what happens.
He starts listening to, like, a government official talking to, like,
another
power plant or whatever, saying that there was something wrong with their energy, like, levels.
That they're, like, picking up signals and blah, blah, blah. So he's listening. He's, like, eavesdropping in on a conversation. That's not making a call to someone.
That's, like, listening in.
So even within the internal logic of the movie, just forget it.
It's fucked.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's fucking gone.
Even they don't know, apparently.
So I don't think the filmmakers knew exactly what they were doing at all.
So Bill Hader listens in and hears all this, and then we get a flashback.
Is it a flashback, though?
I am sticking with the theory that it is him.
I never fucking says.
There's enough... very, very subtle images, Will, that it is him. We get a kid in bed who's freaking out, and he's like, the light! The light! And his mom walks in and is like, what's wrong? I had a bad dream. There was a light, and I was being made naked?
Yeah, right? Made naked. And she's like, oh, don't worry, that happens. It's your waking star.
What is... a waking star?
I have no fucking idea. I've never heard that in my life.
Have you ever heard anybody ever say that was your waking star? What even is...
It kind of sounds like a sexual reference. True. Oh, that was your waking star.
Your waking starfish?
Yes. God.
Is that the fucking conspiracy here, Will?
Maybe.
Okay. Is this a movie about...
actually about the sex industry.
Is this a movie about anal sex?
Yes.
Oh, I get it now.
Energy.
No, Will. Because what's the big stereotype of, like, abductions?
That they anal probe
you. They anal probe you. Oh, shit. Energy. What does that mean? I don't know.
Energy in the asshole.
Yeah, it gives you energy in your fucking prostate.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know what? That still makes no goddamn sense. No. But I like it. I like it.
Okay.
That adds depth, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
It makes no sense because nothing makes sense in this, but you know what? I'll take it. So then it goes off from the flashback because I'm convinced...
fuck it.
It's the main character when he was younger. Maybe. And we see it again later and later, like, randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're reminding us, which is why I'm convinced it has to be him. So he's just sitting in his, like, office...
Well, he makes a call and he starts interviewing people.
Oh, he starts talking to somebody, but I don't know who.
I don't know. Makes a call on the phone. He can't hear the other line, and he just says, yeah.
That's a common theme in this. People will make a phone call and be like, yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh. No, I can't do that.
Well, I guess I could do that for you.
And we're like,
you know what?
Fucking what?
No. Why do you want me to do that? It's like, do what?
Like, okay, I'm sorry, but in movies, in human movies, you would show both sides of the conversation. I mean, am I wrong?
No.
The only time you do that is if, like, the conversation doesn't matter, and they're just like, yeah, okay, bye, like that. But you don't just, yeah, no, I won't do that. I can't do that. Like, okay.
So now he goes and interviews people, I guess, around the power plant is what I was guessing. He starts, like, interviewing people. To get, like, an idea.
He interviews the woman, right?
After a while, yeah.
And he's like, you saw a being.
Right, and she says it was, like, it wasn't a being, it was, like, energy.
No, because she says it wasn't a being. That's two-dimensional.
Yes. It was, like, energy.
Yeah.
So, he interviews a bunch of people, but, like, the bar scene is later.
Yeah.
So, he interviews a bunch of people, and then he goes to a professor at a university. This is the best professor in any movie you'll ever watch.
Well.
Totally believable.
Hold on. We've both been to college.
Yes.
We know that this is 100% real.
Yes. 100% accurate of what an actual, like, professor would do.
It's true. He's teaching about...
Comets.
Comets. And how comets have been responsible for the Crusades, the Inquisition, the, like, plague...
Now
the settlement of the New World, and that comets cause dark behavior in humans.
Now, this is all without the guise of saying some people believe this.
No, this is true.
Like, a professor would be like, hey, there's some crackpot theories about how, you know, certain people believe that this is going on. No, he says them all as if they were fact. Like, he actually 100%... believes this. Like, he's, like, just forcing it down students' throats that he's, like...
Who are you to doubt this man?
Dude, I remember last, like, a week ago, like, a comet flew across the sky, and
you murdered somebody.
I was in a really negative spot. Yeah, I killed someone.
We've all been there.
You had to help me bury them, remember? Yeah.
I know. It affected me, too, and really... I was like, I was happy to help you, Will.
I know, and thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a real good friend.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I hurt
but
people.
But that comet made me do it.
I know.
Okay?
We need to...
You know what?
We need to ban comets, Will.
Best court, like, justification ever.
Why did you murder?
The comet made me...
Sir, why did you murder 20 people? Well, The comet was passing, man.
Listen.
Oh, we get it, sir.
Listen, the comet was passing, and it was a big fucking comet, man.
Like, it was huge, like, man.
A lot of negative energy coming my way.
A lot of negative vibes, bro.
You know comets cause the plague, right? Oh, okay, God. So...
Also, then, I just want to mention, in his lecture, he has, like, a giant, like, satellite thing.
Can we also mention the fact that he called Halley's Comet Halley's Comet?
Halley's Comet, yeah. That's not the best one, though.
He literally says, he's like, and Halley's Comet.
That's not the best one, though.
No, it's not. But that's later.
We get two of them later.
Yeah.
So, class ends, and the riveting lecture on how comets cause everything bad in the world ever.
Dude, if I ever murder someone, that is going to be my court defense. I don't care what my attorney says, I'm going to be like, comets.
They have to believe you.
Exactly.
They have to.
And then I can plead insanity. So, so he's talking to the professor, and they're walking across, like, the courtyard, because they're going to the, like, a telescope. And, oh my God. The professor starts explaining how UFOs are all in your mind. How, like, anything can be a UFO, and you're just, like, imagining that it's a UFO because you're seeing something in motion in the sky. You're seeing things.
One of his explanations...
Stop me when this sounds crazy.
It sounded crazy from the moment the movie started.
Well, I know, right? He was explaining how he was in an airplane...
Flying from Hawaii.
Yep. And he was reading a...
Playboy... Philosophy.
He was studying Playboy philosophy by, you know, reading a Playboy magazine on a plane. As real do, classy. Right? Real classy.
As you do.
Exactly.
Well, Playboy is the only place I get my philosophy. Thank you very much.
So they keep talking all this gobbledygook about how UFOs, like, actually don't exist, but there could be, like, extraterrestrial life and stuff like this because there's planets that sustain life. And it's fine.
Well, okay...
Except for the UFOs being in your mind kind of thing, but...
Well, for his thing, he explains that the UFO he thought he saw when he was reading philosophy in Playboy was the moon of Jupiter.
Because you can see that with your human eyes. You don't need a telescope to see that, man. Come on. You could just look out the plane window. I see Jupiter, Mercury. When I'm going to California, I see Mercury all the time, man.
Go outside. You can see Mercury right fucking now. Will.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Walk outside. Be careful of those comets, though. They have some real fucking negative energy flooding behind them.
Yeah.
Okay? And if one crashes next to you, just keep everyone away, because you might go on a rampage.
Course. Oh, God.
You might cause the second plague.
Jesus Christ, well. So, we gotta look out, because check when, like, the next big comet comes around. And make sure you stock up on food.
Don't worry. I'll check when Halley's comet is coming
Please,
by.
Please, Will.
So, don't worry.
It's a very creditable threat.
Yes. So, they talk about aliens and extraterrestrial life. And yes, he says that you need creditable facts. Not credible.
Creditable.
Creditable. Sounds like a fucking 2-year-old.
Fucking creditable.
You need a creditable. People always believe in extraterrestrial things. Like Santa Claus or the Good Fairy.
Oh my God. The Good Fairy.
The Good...
Oh, not the Bad Fairy.
Dude, the Bad Fairy's writing those comments. That she, like, the Bad Fairy's the one that spreads all that negative energy, okay?
Okay, but... He says the Good Fairy, then immediately says the Tooth Fairy.
Well, he says the Good Fairy, and then but he says it like he kind of fucked up a line.
Okay.
Because he's like, the Tooth Fairy.
Okay, but, well, a perfectly logical question. Who in the world does more than one take? Who?
Every filmmaker on the planet.
Everyone knows, Will. It is literally impossible.
Listen, you get one film reel.
It's true.
You get one camera.
One actor.
You get one shot.
It's proven that if your actor tries the same line twice, they will explode.
Exactly.
It's proven.
You can't retake shots, no. man. There's no fucking way.
Something will go horribly wrong. You get
one chance.
It's true.
And this movie just didn't edit out any of those one chances.
One opportunity to seize everything. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. So he's like, okay, now I'm going to show you a UFO. And I'm like, oh, we're actually going to get something. No.
Are you joking?
They look in the telescope and it's a fucking comet.
He's like, you can, because he's like, you can see a UFO. I'm like, no, bitch. That's a comet. Comets aren't unidentified.
You know what? Yeah, I was going to say, you know what are identifiable? Fucking comets!
Yeah, like, they've been floating there for millions of years, you fuck.
But they cause negative energy. Okay, I'm done. Okay. I'm done with the joke. But it's just too good.
So this is literally negative energy, the movie.
So then the more philosophical bullshit comes up, and he literally says that, like, we have many different power sources, and imagination is one of the most powerful power sources on the planet. Imagination is a power source. It sounds like a kids' movie.
Okay.
It sounds like a Disney special where they're like, imagination is a power force.
So what? Okay. Okay. Let's... So what you're saying is, if you find somebody and just stick a power cord up their ass,
and make them imagine something,
and then, I don't know, plug it into a light bulb, and then be like, hey, imagine something. It's gonna work, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've tried it.
Then, shit, dude, what's the point of, like, anything?
I don't know. I've charged my phone many times by just shoving it up my
ass. Plug it into your ass and just think of something.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a huge imagination now. I can imagine that I didn't watch this movie.
You know what I imagine? Hanging out with a good fairy.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta love them good fairies.
That good fairy's awesome.
Not the bad fairies.
Not the bad fairies. Forget about them tooth fairies, because the good fairies is where it's at. Okay, so...
Good lord.
Okay, so then... So that now he's talking to the woman at the bar. It just immediately cuts to him at the bar talking to the woman that he was interviewing.
I swear to God, this is the most, like, alien scene.
I don't fucking get this scene.
Well, they walk into a bar, and the song is just, like... It doesn't... It sounds like a song that an actual alien would make.
Well, it sounds like a song that, like, an alien would make, or a guy that, like, literally they were like, okay,
yeah,
we need you to write a song right now, and he had, like, 5 minutes
it's literally to come like, if I had $100, I would buy everything I want, and everything would be good. Like, holy shit, dude!
I'm a country boy. Like, I'm a country boy. Yeah. Like, if I had $100.
Water is wet. Like, that's
comets real. Are bad.
Real shit, Will.
The good fairy's good.
Good things are good. Bad things are bad.
Sounds like a fucking Barney song.
It does. I don't know. Could they, like, okay, fine. No one would give you the rights to use their song in this movie?
No, so you had some hack just write a fucking 5 minutes song.
Okay, but like, well, if you were making this, you would just be like, okay, well, let's just have an instrumental.
You would think.
Because there, I mean, okay, I'm sorry. Like, but I have to explain this to people. Because I've never made a movie, okay? But even I know these things. There are royalty-free music out there.
I use royalty-free clip art all the time for our images.
Exactly. Like, so if you're making, like, a clip of something, you can plug in royalty-free music.
Yeah.
There are millions of them.
Alex, we should all know this.
Millions.
If you're listening to this right now and appreciate movies, you know this already.
There are millions of them.
Yes.
Like, countless. You would do that. Yeah. Apparently not, though.
No.
So, Michael, whatever your name is, if you're on this planet still... Please, God.
There is free music. Please, for the love of God, use it.
Use it.
Because whatever trash you put on there was just god-awful.
Your alien buddies can't write songs. I'm sorry.
Your lizard fucking human... Your lizards trying to be human beings cannot write songs.
No, they can't.
Maybe on your planet it's a huge smash hit, but like here it doesn't work out too well.
So, okay.
So she's talking to him about how there's an energy source, and
she grabs his hands.
She feels it radiating off of him.
And she grabs his hands and starts like freaking out. Something smashes, and I don't know what.
I don't either.
We hear like glass exploding.
But the lights start to flicker and everything, and the music's like...
My favorite though is... My favorite though is when whatever breaks, everyone like looks at them. And one person, his look is just...
He comes off camera and just gives this like really like weird look.
Okay.
But it's hilarious.
Have you ever seen... Okay. There is a meme, and it's like Captain America like leaning on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that meme?
Yes.
And it's like, so you found yourself in like this and that. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Because he just like off camera just like kind of leans in and just like does that look.
It's like the best way I can describe it audibly is, what?
Yeah. But almost like, how dare you?
Yeah, just like, what?
How dare you? And then it's fine.
But then she starts talking about like, oh, you're taking energy, or I'm taking energy, and like just is all confusing and stuff. And then it immediately cuts to him back with the it cuts to the army director.
Oh yeah, he's like talking and saying like, this person is wanting to talk to us.
Yeah, because he wants to connect the guy who's doing all this UFO evidence searching. He wants to connect a machine to the military's machine to like boost a signal to reach out to the. I don't know. Okay,
this is when. That's
the best way I can like describe it.
This is when the movie starts falling square into gobbledygook territory. Every other conversation is just techno babble.
Yes, but not like smart techno babble where it's like actually, it just sounds like they just found a bunch of like techno words, like big words they could use for conversation and just like started throwing them in. You know, like those doctor shows where they just use really big words to try and like make it sound like they know what they're talking about.
They'll like give a character like a crazy condition. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, oh, we're going to do the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it literally, like, it's not even a medical thing. They just made up a word.
That's so this whole movie.
It sounds like techno babble, but it's actually just bullshit.
Except, I will say in this movie, half of it is literally just them saying energy.
Yes, they say energy like a million times in this movie.
Okay, I get that that's the point, but holy shit, is that lazy.
So the guy talks about how after the energy surge, the UFO sightings were at an all-time high. So he takes the woman on the road for no fucking reason.
Because I guess like...
Because she has a link to
the
energy.
She also feels the energy.
Yes. So they go to the military.
They talk.
The military is like, we're on a closed system. And the guy's like, well, on a closed system, couldn't we hook up your... And the military's like, I don't think you fucking heard me. I'm paraphrasing, of course. It's a closed fucking system, and we encrypt every message. Well, couldn't you use a landline? Couldn't you use a landline to get on the... What if you need to send an emergency signal? He's like,
no.
Listen, fucker, we use an encrypted service. You can't connect to our shit. So that's basically that.
He turns them down.
Yes.
And they leave.
But I love that. Well, couldn't you make it be?
Poor Bill Hader.
Oh, my God.
And so then they contact the power plant, right?
So, no. Now he talks to the woman about, like, because she's apparently been interviewing people while he was at the military office. And she explains how there's more people that have seen a UFO. And then wants to... So...
Is this the scene where they interview the old woman?
No.
Okay.
So, they just talk about interviews and more psycho babble, stupid bullshit.
When they're sitting on, like, a picnic table?
And this is where we get the power plant lady.
Okay.
Saying that, so they call a power plant, and the power plant's like, Yeah, we've had energy spikes, and yeah, you connect.
The power plant is willing to work with them.
They're like, okay, we'll read. We'll get your readings.
Yeah.
But you know, this is all your information. Like, yeah. We're not going to do anything with it. Like, we'll do this.
And then they go talk to the old woman, right?
Yes.
Okay, they interview this old woman who.
So they're back on interviews.
Says the same thing we've heard a billion times already. She saw lights. She felt energy. It goes on for 50 fucking minutes. But that's not important.
Oh, yes.
That's not important.
This is. I was waiting for another movie to fuck up this bad. And
what is important is we get a minute straight of a gigantic boom mic.
Like, no shit. Like, a literal minute.
Yes, it's there.
Like, 1 minute of nonstop. Like, they couldn't zoom in just a little bit to get the boom mic off the screen. It is literally hanging from the fucking rafters.
Yes.
And pointing down at the woman. And it's in the frame
for a whole minute.
It's
wonderful. It's wonderful.
Like, the incompetence.
Oh, well.
It reminds me of
Body Shop.
But not that. It's not that bad.
It's not on that level.
But it's still. Oh my god.
It's still impressive.
It's impressive how bad that editing was.
I mean, presumably, these people used. Things. These things.
Lizard. They prefer lizard beings.
Lizard people. Okay.
Yes, so, lizard people.
Presumably, the lizard
people. They don't
people,
like the word people, though. Lizard beings.
Okay. Discrimination, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
So, presumably, these lizard beings were looking through a camera when they were filming this.
You would think.
Presumably, when you were looking through the camera, you can see the boom mic at the fucking top.
Like, I just picture the director being like, that doesn't look right.
Oh,
and literally,
it.
All he had to do was, like, zoom in just a little bit.
Zoom in or, like,
just go down.
Point down.
Yeah.
But no.
He couldn't.
He's there.
Like, you know what? That looks good.
That's fine. So, they interview her, and I mean, it's the same thing we've heard a billion times. They leave.
Oh, but she says your favorite thing, like, I saw 1, 2...
Oh.
3, 4 of them!
Yeah. Yeah, and like...
and then she says it again, like, and then 3, 4 of them came out... 4 of them
look,
came
Will,
out of nowhere.
I don't know if you know this, but 1, 2, 3, and 4 are different amounts, right?
What?
I'm not wrong on this.
To lizard beings, they're not.
Apparently, those are the same fucking thing.
They are. They have a really weird numeric system.
They should catch up, Will.
Yeah, they should.
You know? But apparently that's the same thing.
I mean, apparently they need to catch up on their filmmaking skills, too. But,
yeah.
You know, it's okay.
So they call the power plant again, and again, it's a one-way conversation, and it's the woman at the power plant, and she's just like, I won't do that. No. Okay. I'll think about that. Over and over. And I'm just like, think about what? What?
It drives you as crazy as it does me when they do the fucking thing where they have no audio. Like,
oh, they do that.
They do the music, but then they're talking on screen, but there's no... like, voices to be
They
heard.
Did do that for, like, 5
I
seconds.
I know, and I was about to rage.
And you were about to explode.
I was about to rage. Because that is, like, one of my biggest pet peeves in any movies. The Body Shop did it, and I almost broke something.
The Body Shop did it a lot.
Yes, and I almost shattered everything.
Yeah.
Like, more than, like, so, just, it makes me so angry.
After they talk about something, they...
they go to a lake.
The man and the woman go to a lake where all this energy is coming from.
Yes.
And they are... she's going to stay on one side of the lake for some reason.
And he's going to go set up equipment on the other side of the
lake. So he goes... she starts hearing voices on her walkie-talkie and runs away.
Now, I couldn't understand, but apparently they're saying, touch.
Catch.
Touch.
Catch.
Touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she starts running away, going crazy, and he sets up all his equipment, and he's like, okay, time to phone in.
Valerie. Whatever her name is, yeah. And Valerie.
Where are you?
And then he gets in his boat, he goes back, and...
she's gone.
The power plant people are there now.
Yeah, for no reason. I don't know why they showed up, I guess.
But they're there now, forever.
Yep.
So
they brought like their van of all this like weird equipment, and
they go looking for Valerie.
That's after they like hang out for a minute.
Well, yeah, they hang out and like talk, and then they're like, okay, we'll look for her here.
Yes.
They go look.
They find her.
And she's sitting like, whatever you call it, like her legs crossed, and
like almost like she's squatting.
Yeah, like you would in like elementary school.
Yeah.
So, and she's freaking out and looking at something that we don't see. They come there and she's like freaking out. She's like, I can't touch them, but I can feel them. Touch is a feeling. I'm sorry.
It is a feeling. But to lizard beings, it's not the only
thing. Lizard beings are incapable.
Apparently. Yes, they can't touch.
They cannot. So
they don't touch.
And then we hear a voice saying, again, touch.
Well, and then, like, the main guy's like, well, what's wrong with her? Look at her. She's a different person. She's a
different person. And I'm like, is she?
She looks exactly the same.
She looks literally the same.
Yeah, she's gone batty, but, you know, she's the same person.
Yeah. And if you want to argue, she's been batty. Like,
she's been kind of crazy. Yeah. She fucking sucked energy out of your hands. Yeah, how is that not the same? Okay, whatever. This is where I stopped taking notes, so forgive me if I,
I still took them, though. But I assure you, if you looked at my notes, they make about as much sense as the movie.
So this is where the...
They do that, and then the old woman from the parallel plant, like, goes up to her and is like, everything will be okay, and she just calms down.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Then we get a bunch of scenes of them talking psychobabble, just gobbledygook.
Okay, I legitimately have no goddamn clue what any of this nonsense means, because we keep seeing, like sci-fi thingamabobs and other nonsense. They're, like, talking about signals and blah, blah, blah. And what we eventually find out, because the old woman for the power plant has this theory that turns out to be true, that thousands of years ago, a alien ship crashed when it was trying to land, crashed into the lake. And it's been sitting there since then, and instead it's been sending out, like, probes.
Yeah, like energy signals.
And that's why there's energy signals coming from this.
Because these aliens are pure energy.
Now, okay, that is quite possibly the stupidest thing. The stupidest setup for an alien, quote-unquote, invasion I have ever heard in my life.
Maybe they were drunk, they had a little too much to drink, and they're just like, that body of water is a good place to land, right?
Let's try, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, shit. Bro. Oh, no. Bro, we're underwater, man. What the fuck is going on, man?
Well, I guess we can't get out, man.
Fuck. It's been 100 years. We might as well send out some probes.
Nothing? Okay, let's wait another 100.
All right, not another 100. We'll wait 1,000 until some dumb fuck just comes and randomly,
activity. Hey, Gork, I got an idea, man. 1,000 years from now, some Bill Hader-looking boy is gonna come to this fucking lake, and man, he's gonna free us.
I got it. We'll make some old lady really sick, confuse the fuck out of a lot of people, and then we'll turn on a bunch of TVs, and then have our forms come in the forms of his fears.
Yes.
And because we're pure safe, energy. We can
but we gotta wait 1,000 years.
We gotta wait 1,000 years, and we only have 4 people to choose from. Because he's the 4th to be chosen to come to our level of stupidity.
This is legitimately like some dumb alien version of the Rapture.
Because that's actually what happens. The old lady gets sick. Here's a nutshell version until we get to the end. I won't get to the end.
We're almost exactly. There.
I know. Yeah. The old lady gets sick for no reason. They start checking up on her.
The young lady refuses to leave the tent.
Yep. Because she's, like, connected with the old lady now. And then the Bill Hader fucker starts, like...
Rubbing the TV
and, like, hallucinate... Well, not hallucinating, but, like... There are face forms on the TV.
Yeah.
And the aliens finally start talking, and they're like, we have taken the form of your greatest fear.
Okay. So, we'll get to that. A couple other things we should mention first.
Okay.
Because there's a scene where they're sitting, like, at night, and we keep seeing the mic again.
Mic and a light.
Yeah. And like the lights, there. Yeah, really obvious. But Bill Hader says one of the best lines. Because she's talking with the woman again, and she's talking about dreams again. But he says, dreams, they're confusing sometimes. Sometimes I don't know if they're real or not.
Really?
Oh, stop the presses, man.
Dude, I did not know this.
Dreams are confusing sometimes, and you don't know if they're real?
No. My dreams are real. You know, when I was dreaming...
I have no dreams after this.
When I was dreaming, I was being chased by a giant squirrel. That was real. Okay. When I was dreaming that I was
Or falling, was it, Will? Because dreams are confusing sometimes.
Listen, I don't need you to go into my head and say my dreams aren't real, and then that they're confusing sometimes. Okay?
Maybe the lizard, Will, is just a projection of your fears.
Damn it.
Shit!
Maybe lizard beings don't exist. Maybe it's just energy aliens fucking possessing my fears.
No, Will.
Damn it.
It's goddamn drugs.
Well, yeah. That's exactly what it
that's
is.
That's what we'll get
I took
to
a
that.
Lot of PCP before this.
So you could make this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I got it.
Then,
the old woman from the power plant gets sick. The young woman comes in and says, tell me, Dr. Mansfield. Then she gets up. Turns off the light and we hear nothing. Now, I want to say that that is like an extremely common thing in this movie. Like, people will say things and then just like nothing happens.
It doesn't resolve.
Like, they'll be like, look at this. And then we don't see what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Or like this, tell me, Dr. Mansfield. And then tell you what?
Nothing.
I don't know. Or like, go do this. We don't see what they're doing. Like, it's like, okay, dude. Like, I'm sorry, but you know you have to, like, try to tell us?
Right.
I don't know. Just
you would
try?
You would think, but lizard beings don't think about that.
They don't
stuff.
Need that. So, okay. Then the aliens start, well, the TVs turn on, and that's where we get the explanation.
Where they're energy aliens.
They are formless.
Yes, they take the form of whoever they choose's greatest fear.
So
apparently his greatest fear is a bunch of, like, colorful faces.
Well, I legitimately have no fucking clue. Well, no, I do. You know what his greatest fear is? His greatest fear is when he's sleeping as a child that someone shines a tiny light on him.
You know what I think his greatest fear is as an actor? That this is gonna
acting?
Be, that this is gonna be, that this is gonna be his first and his last role ever.
I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know if he did anything else, but... so, yeah, they take the form of his greatest fear, and...
This is where the drugs happen.
I think the train went off the rails here.
Okay.
I mean, it was never on the rails.
I legitimately don't even know...
It fumbled over at this point.
I legitimately don't even know where to start with this. They're explaining all this, and... It's like, we see, like, these, like, colors and all this stuff, and they're trying to, like, help him because he's, like, still staring at the TV, and they're telling him all this stuff about, like, energy and blah, 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 and at some point, he starts walking towards the lake.
Well, they also say that, like, he was chosen.
Yeah.
And he has to choose...
That's later, as he's walking towards the lake.
Yeah, he starts walking towards the lake and getting older and older.
Okay, so yeah, we see him start walking towards the lake. And at first, like, we were kind of confused.
Weird, yeah.
I was like, why does he look so weird? And then we see him again, and it's like he's balding now. And why is he getting older? And then we get the ultimatum. The ultimatum is... That he has to choose between two timelines.
Yes.
Timeline number one is he dies and the aliens become free and they leave. And he will just be a memory.
Yep.
For all the people who knew him.
Now, timeline number two is he will, he will live out the rest of his life. He'll die of old age or whatever. But then the Earth will be destroyed.
Why? You're goddamn right.
So either way, he's gonna die.
Yes.
But at least in this way, the Earth isn't destroyed?
Apparently.
So he chooses that option?
Apparently.
So he starts walking, and he's getting, like, super old at this point.
And then, like, the alien, like, knows what's gonna happen. So they're like, your friend will try to stop you.
Because apparently they're energy, but now they know what's gonna fucking happen. Like, they know the future and shit.
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. I don't get this.
I have no goddamn clue.
I can't make this shit up. This is actually what's happening in the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Like... So he starts walking towards the river, and the guy's, like the alien said, starts, like, trying to, like, you know, saying, like, hey, like, don't go in there. Like, what are you doing?
And he just pushes him over.
Yep.
And he keeps walking into the lake, and the other guy tries to restrain him, and they have a very awkward, like, push fight.
And then the main guy just pushes him over.
And then he just, like, slowly, like,
dunks
his head and disappears, and
misses.
This is the
the best part we mentioned in the beginning. So,
well, Will, this is what we call magic, okay? The alien ship has the magical ability of turning you into a toy skeleton.
Yes.
Isn't that strange?
So the guy who is trying to restrain him comes up with his body, but it's a plastic toy skeleton that has a black shirt on.
Well, there is so much wrong with this.
Like, they didn't even try to, like, put, like, stuff on the skeleton to make it look more realistic. Okay. It even has a plastic fucking, like, the copyright thing where they write, like, where they write
you
the
can see it.
Where they write the serial
on the top of the skull, the
serial code and stuff like that. Yeah,
you can see it.
Yeah,
I have. Okay, I'm gonna make like two complaints here.
Number one, you can make many complaints.
These are the big ones.
Two is being generous.
Like this is these are the ones, like, if you're a filmmaker, like, this is the kind of stuff you are gonna avoid, right?
I'm just saying two is being
number
very
one,
generous.
It's too fucking obvious that it's plastic.
Yes.
It just looks plastic because you can see where the serial number is, etc., etc. Like, the jaw is, like, it's just, like, still. There's no, like, jaw movement or anything. Nothing. Number two, and I swear to God, it looks too fucking small for his clothes.
Yeah.
Which, here's my theory. It's like a Halloween decoration.
No, it has to be.
You know those things you hang off, like, your windows and stuff? It looks like they took that and put an oversized, like, suit on it.
Yeah. But they only put a black shirt. Did you notice that it's only a black shirt?
Because it's just, like, you can, like, barely see the, like, the hand. And it's, like, barely peeking out of his, like, shirt. Which is, like, they found a tiny decoration.
And a door decoration.
And put a suit on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, look, I've never made a movie, but what the fuck?
I mean, there's steps you could go to not make that happen. Like, maybe if you're gonna use a prop, maybe use a fucking life-size prop.
Okay, number one, life-size prop. And again, if you can see the serial number on the top of the skull, okay, you film it from a different angle so you don't see it.
Exactly.
Like, simple things. Yeah, what the fuck?
That fucking skull I have in my room looks fucking realer than that shit.
It is! Like...
And that's jumbo size.
Exactly! Like, what you would do for that is get a bigger suit.
Yeah.
And then it, like, looks normal. Like, things like that. I don't know.
Lizard beings don't know how to direct movies.
They don't know shit.
So then we get... Oh my god.
This is drugs.
I don't fucking... Like, we just get a bunch of fucking...
Swirling lights.
It looks like... If you ever had Windows 98, do you know the screensavers? The weird-ass, like swirly screensavers you would have?
Yeah. It looks like that. Do you remember Windows Movie Player? Windows Media Player.
Yeah, where it had the weird, like...
The equalizers?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Just swirling colors.
And it slowly turns into a spaceship.
And just, like, this blah, 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 music.
And then flies away. And then you said you were going to read this.
I am.
On our podcast, now, so.
Remember everything we told you, okay? All the nonsense, okay? I know this movie makes so much sense, right? Well, here is the final insult. Okay. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Apocalypse chapter 5, verse 6.
That's the quote we get at the end.
What the hell does that mean?
I think they're trying to connect it to how he sacrificed himself, okay. But like, it doesn't make sense.
Here is my theory, and like, I don't care what the director thought. This is stupid. This is legitimately like just beyond stupid.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to go for a Jesus thing.
Okay. Maybe.
I think the logic is that the main character is like Jesus. He's been chosen, blah, blah, blah.
Well, only like four before him have been... Yeah. No, three before him have been chosen.
And like all this other stuff. And so at the end, he sacrifices himself. He dies for our non-existent sins. But in this case, it's to aliens.
Yep.
So it's like... That's my theory. Because you put the Bible verse at the end, which has barely any fucking connection, but it's just like... Okay, what else could they possibly be going for?
It's true. It's a fair point.
Another thing. I'm gonna have to say that this is very fucking obvious. Someone watched 2001 A Space Odyssey way too fucking much and thought they could do that.
Yeah.
They thought they could do something like that, and they probably watched a lot of, like, the more cerebral episodes of Star Trek, and they were like, you know what, I want to do that. But...
They just couldn't do it.
No.
They couldn't cut it.
Ugh.
And then at the end of the movie, we see the main character's eye, and there's an eclipse in it.
Okay. I again, I know this is like beating a dead horse, because there's so many things we don't understand, but they keep mentioning eclipses.
Yeah.
Like, the alien ship crashed on Earth because it was an eclipse of the sun, and there's like... other random things with eclipses. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. So yeah, that was UFO.
Target Earth. Welcome to Earth.
Oh my god. What a fucking... Like, we've just... It's been like shit this year. We're only like a few episodes in to 1974, but it's just been garbage.
Well, what does it say to you that the best movie we've seen from this year so far is the one directed by a porno director? Legacy of Satan.
I don't know if it says a lot or if it says a little. We've only gotten three in. But, like, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's a weird experience. But what? Yeah, it is the best one because fucking lightsabers, man.
Lightsabers and, like, I will say this. I certainly wasn't saying what every 5 seconds.
No, I got what they were going for, sort of.
Yeah.
But like...
But this? Okay, I'll give my thoughts, and then you can give yours.
Yeah, here's your final thoughts.
This is like someone's fucking drug-induced stream of consciousness that they decided to put on film. That's what it is. It almost feels like one of those things that you watch, and you're just like, we shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah.
This is like a forbidden movie.
I wanted to turn it off.
No. See, I didn't, because it hooked me. Because it was so weird and so incompetent and so alien. Because we joked about this during the movie. We're like, this movie feels like it was made by aliens.
Yeah.
Because nobody talks normal.
Right.
There's no, like, there's not a single line of conversation in this that sounds natural.
No.
None of it. And I don't know. I say drugs. That's my final thoughts. What are yours?
My final thoughts are kind of like yours, actually.
Yeah.
I think a collective, or whoever produced, directed...
The guy, I don't know if he produced it, but I know that the director also wrote it.
So the producer, whoever made the movie,
yeah,
you know, got in a big board meeting. They were all like these crazy like alien conspiracy theorists. If they weren't aliens themselves, so
that's another thing. Yeah, but I'll keep going.
So the director brought in all these alien conspiracy theorists to make a movie.
Yeah,
and he's like, okay, but they made a mistake because he brought drugs too. So while they were tripping balls, they wrote this crackpot script about how aliens would come and like kidnap our subconsciousness
and their energy, man,
invade our dreams and like, you know, their pure energy, so they could fly away. Like, but they crashed on Earth and they need to choose someone because they can't abduct him, but they can convince him to sacrifice himself to save the Earth.
Energy man.
Energy man. So I think this is some conspiracy theorist's drug-induced trip of just, I guess, stream of some consciousness.
Yeah. That's the one thing I forgot to mention, is that, as you said, with the conspiracy theory thing, this, it almost feels like the guy who made this genuinely believes this nonsense.
Oh, I think he does. I am 100% behind the fact that he probably believes all this happened.
Like, it almost seems like it's too, I don't know, straight-faced or something? It just seems like he believes everything that is written in this, everything that he wrote, that he actually believes this is, like, the case.
Yeah.
There's fucking, like, energy aliens out there that give us bad vibes, bro.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's clearly some conspiracy theorist that thought this actually existed, and he was tripping balls, so he wrote a movie about it and then decided to direct it.
Godspeed.
That's my final thoughts.
Yeah.
And it was shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, I had no idea.
If you couldn't tell by now, I didn't like it.
No, I did not. I did not like this at all.
Yeah, I did not enjoy it. I didn't think it was like, oh, you know, that's so stupid it's enjoyable. No, it was just stupid.
I think it is so stupid it's enjoyable, but there is nothing redeeming.
Right.
It's not well directed. It's not well acted. The music is god awful. Everything fails.
Yeah.
Everything.
But yeah, if you want to watch it for yourself, I would suggest Friends and lots of beer. Or stronger alcohol.
LSD.
You know what? Do shrooms, LSD. Do something really heavy.
Yeah, you might.
And then watch this movie. You might enjoy it.
Maybe it'll give you some benefit.
It'll awaken you.
Yeah.
You can watch it on Amazon Prime if you have a membership.
I think, so yeah, it is on Amazon Prime. I believe it is also on YouTube.
Right.
Possibly.
But maybe so, a worse print.
I think it is a slightly worse print, which isn't saying much because
it's pretty bad already.
It's pretty bad.
And it was in 1080.
Yeah.
We were watching it in 1080.
That 1080p fucking blurriness.
Grainy fucking 70s movie.
With that great audio.
But yeah, if you want to watch it, there's plenty of ways to watch it. And let's have a discussion about, like, alien conspiracy theories on the Facebook if you want.
Yeah, tell us if you believe aliens are waiting thousands of years for some bozo to free them.
To sacrifice himself to free them.
For our sins.
I don't know. I like hearing alien conspiracy theories. Yeah. So it'd be interesting.
I mean, this is definitely a new one, Will.
And that will be, I'll put a link in our description. But it's just facebook.com/TMCOAN. It's all caps. Or just search. They mostly come out at night, and you can find us right on Facebook. Give us a like. And
you can also comment, because I know one of you have been doing this. If you have a Podbean account, you can also comment on those.
Yes.
Because I know one person has been commenting.
Okay. Yeah. We got one person. But I'd love to talk to you guys. I'm always on social media. So if you guys ever want to talk, we have an Instagram, we have a Facebook, we have a fucking Tumblr, we
all over.
We have YouTube.
We spread out, boy.
We have everything.
We spread out.
Please, I want to talk to you guys.
Tell us.
I don't want to just always talk to Alex. I love him, but like, come on.
He doesn't love me.
He
fucking hates me.
Maybe. Sometimes I question it.
Well, the reason you question it is because I'm the one who finds these movies.
Exactly,
okay?
Yeah. Like, you're torturing me, man. Like, how can I not hate you a little bit?
Well, look. I go into the depths of humanity to find these things, okay?
Fair enough. You're doing a service, I understand, but I can't help but hate you sometimes.
You don't want to know the depths I go.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know that dark space, okay? You find the movies, I supply everything else, so it works.
Yeah. You don't want me talking to people, Will.
I want to talk to them.
I'm destroyed. I'm a dead man.
But yeah, so anyway, four, they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
And this has been real human being, Alex.
And we will talk to you guys later.
Touch.
Touch.
Touch. Touch. Touch. Touch. Touch.